Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
When you hear the expression, preaching Christ crucified, what comes to your mind? Do you believe a preacher has to actually mention the cross before he is preaching Christ crucified? Is there a difference between preaching Christ crucified and preaching the whole counsel of God, or preaching the gospel, or preaching Jesus, or preaching the Word? Paul explained to the Corinthians that he did not come to Corinth to demonstrate his great ability as an orator or his scholarly attainments, but to declare the testimony of God. He added these well-known words, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." 1 Corinthians 2, 1 and 2. I invite you to think with me on what it means to preach Christ crucified. Every Bible believer knows just how important the cross of Christ is in the scheme of human redemption. If you have forgotten or never knew the significance of the cross, a few verses should remedy that situation. "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." Galatians 6:14. The death of Christ abolished the law of Moses and made it possible that Jew and Gentile might be reconciled unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Ephesians 2:15 and 16. "For the preaching of the cross is to them who are perishing foolishness, but unto us who are saved it is the power of God. We preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them who are saved, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God." 1 Corinthians 1:18, 23 and 24. If I were to use every sermon to talk specifically about the cross of Christ, would I be preaching Christ crucified? Please remember Paul's statement, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Have you thought seriously about the enormous variety of topics Paul included in his sermons? For example, if I preach on the danger and destructiveness of division and sectarianism, am I preaching Christ crucified? If that is not preaching Christ crucified, I have no right to preach it. Besides, when I speak on the topic, I am following in some very big footsteps. The church at Corinth was foolishly divided over preachers, of all things. The members were saying, "I belong to Paul, and I belong to Apollos, and I belong to Cephas or Peter, and I belong to Christ." 1 Corinthians 1:12. Paul put all of this in the right perspective when he asked three very penetrating questions. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? 1 Corinthians 1:13. Paul does not provide answers to his questions, but we know from the context what the answer should be. Is Christ divided? How utterly ridiculous. If Christ is not divided, will He approve of His body being divided? Was Paul crucified for you? No, Christ was crucified for us. So we belong to Christ, not to Paul, and not to any other man. Were you baptized in the name of Paul? If we were not baptized in Paul's name, how could we wear his name? We are to wear the name of the person in whose name we were baptized, the name of Jesus Christ, and His name only. But being divided is not really sinful, is it? Is it not appropriate to have enough churches so each person can have a church of his own choice? Would it not be better to belong to the church of Christ's choice? If you want to know how sinful division is, please listen carefully. "For you are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying, strife, and division, are you not carnal and walk as men?" 1 Corinthians 3:3. But that is not preaching Christ crucified, is it? Paul determined not to know anything save Christ and Him crucified. And yet I have read his words about the sinfulness of division. Thank you, and may God bless you.